mountaintop removal?
Well, this is so wonderful. The people who are protesting mountaintop removal range in age from 18 to 81. It's a broad and deep movement that includes local people who have been radicalized by the mountaintop removal operations in their backyard or in their neighborhood. It includes college students. We have a plethora of college students from places like Oberlin and Michigan and Vermont and Washington. And it includes journalists like myself who are committed to the story and committed to seeing justice. It's an incredibly strong movement that over the past almost 5 years I've really seen grow and strengthen. It's been pretty rewarding to see that.
What are your thoughts about so-called clean coal? President Obama has been pushing major initiatives to expand clean coal technology.
I am very disappointed with that. There is no such thing as clean coal, and President Obama should know that. And this is testament to the power of the coal industry, probably the oldest and strongest lobby that we have. I've been in the halls of the Senate and Congress when the activists are lobbying, and you can just—it's palpable. You see local people from West Virginia walking the halls, visiting their representatives, and then you see the contrast. Men in business suits with suitcases of influence.
I'm looking at a quote. You have a picture of Maria Gunno closing her security gear away after threats of violence dissipate on Kayford Mountain, July 4th, 2008. Yeah. And across from it, you have her quote, "They robbed my children of their childhood. They robbed me of my motherhood. That's all I ever wanted to be, a mother and a wife. I just wanted to live in my little hollow and be left alone." And you have the quote of Massey Energy attorney Bob McCluskey, who says, "There are plenty of hollows for Ms. Gunno to look at trees if she wants."
Doesn't that just encapsulate everything about this? The callousness of the coal industry. They don't care. They don't care about the land or the people. And look what Maria Gunno has had to sacrifice. Maria was the very first person I met. I met her in the offices of the New York Independent and when we were on 29th Street. And someone said, "Hey, Antrim, someone's here from West Virginia." I met Maria at that moment. She talked to me for like 45 minutes, and I couldn't believe what she was telling me. I said, "No, they can't be doing that. It can't be doing it. What's happening in Appalachia is unbelievable." But 3 days later, I went down and saw for myself, and that was my first reporting trip. I met all the major players, had a flyover, saw the protest at Marsh Fork Elementary, and I was hooked. And, you know, since then, I've seen Bob McCluskey in action in federal court. I saw him cross-examine Maria Gunno in federal court. And, you know, he is the epitome of the cold coal heart. And, you know, if coal is so good for West Virginia should be paved with gold. It should be the richest state in the nation. But it's the opposite. It languishes in last place in just about every category you can think of.
What is Massey Energy?
Well, Massey Energy is responsible for essentially breaking the unions, finishing them off in 1985. Their CEO, Don Blankenship, who at the time was an accountant, but rose to his present position from that point because he was instrumental in helping break the unions. Blankenship and Massey, they're Darwinian capitalists. And this is a phrase I've coined from just my research. Blankenship thinks it's the survival of the most productive. That's his goal. And it's all about production. He actually apparently receives production reports from all his mines every day to know how they're doing. So it's the cold heart of coal and capitalism that's killing. It's going to kill us. I mean, and we're tearing down our mountains for, you know, maybe 7,000 jobs in West Virginia. So there's a supreme imbalance that's a result of the mechanization of coal. The coal mining man has essentially been outmoded, replaced by drag lines.
Photojournalist Antrim Kasky, director of the journalism advocacy project Appalachia Watch. If you're listening on the radio or would like to see some of her photos on our video podcast or streaming online, you can go to democracynow.org. You can also visit democracynow.org to view my recent appearances on CNN's new program, John King USA, and you can send them comment there. On Thursday, that's tomorrow, I'll be speaking in Kalamazoo at Western Michigan University's Miller Auditorium at 6 p.m. On Friday at MIT in Cambridge at 3:30 p.m. with Noam Chomsky and Arundhati Roy. On Monday at Tufts University at 6 p.m., Barnum Hall. And I'll be back in New York at Columbia University on Tuesday at the School of International Public Affairs, giving a keynote address on the media at 1:30 p.m. You can go to our website, democracynow.org, for more details. Happy birthday to Mike Burke, and a belated happy birthday to Irma Justina Weiss. Democracy Now! Is produced by, well, the birthday boy, Mike Burke, Sharif Abdokadous, Aaron Mata, Anjali Kamat, Steve Martinez, Nicole Salazar, Hani Masood, Robbie Karen, Mike DeFilippo, Peter Curries, and Miguel Naguera, our engineers. Special thanks to Becca Staley, Nick Gilla, Hugh Grant, Samantha Chambly, Jessel Noor, John Gerberg, Vesta Godars, Julie Crosby. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
Howdy, friends. You're listening to WUSB Stony Brook. Bluegrass time coming up. Let's check in with the concert billboard.
The day the lights went out, everybody screamed. The shouting of the crowd.
Hello, this is Anna with what's happening on your concert billboard for Wednesday, March 31st. At Bowery Ballroom, we have The Wigs and Band of Skulls starting at 7:30 p.m. At Walmont Theater, we have The Moody Blues starting at 7 p.m. At The Knitting Factory in Brooklyn, we have Foxy Shazam, The Young Veins, and Bad Rabbit starting at 7 p.m. Then at Mercury Lounge, we have Abe Vigoda starting at 7:30 p.m. Looking ahead for Thursday, April 1st, Happy April Fool's Day, at Knitting Factory in Brooklyn, we have Golden Triangle, Reverend Vince Anderson, and DJ Mr. Jonathan Tubin starting at 8 p.m. At Webster Hall, we have Drive-By Truckers. At Sullivan Hall, we have Start Making Sense tribute to Talking Heads starting at 11 p.m. At Highline Ballroom, we have the Mardi Gras Roadshow featuring Rebirth Brass Band and Ivan Neville's Dumpstat Hunk. At Europa, we have Tombstone Brawlers and Creeping Cadavers. And for more concert listings, you can visit us on www.wusb.fm. Or if you would like your concert listed, please email it to us at scene, S-C-E-N-E, at wusb.fm. Thank you for listening to the concert billboard at WUSB Stony Brook.
Okay, friends, it's bluegrass time. right, a great big howdy, friends. It's Bluegrass time. You're listening to WUSB in Stony Brook. My name's Buddy. I'll be your host for the next 2 hours. And I got a lot of good bluegrass planned for you. It is the the third week of our continuing spring radiothon here, the fundraising time of year, when we need you to join in with us and be part of our great radio station here and call in a pledge of support. In case you want to do that right away, the number is 631-632-6901. And a couple gentlemen sitting over there in the other room, but he's glad to take your phone call and take all your information. We'll take pledges of any amount. I'd love to get a really, really big amount tonight. That would really make my day. It's happened in the past, and why not happen now? We really, trying to kick it in the butt here the last third or so, last week of the fundraising to really reach that goal of, I think it was $21,000, $22,000 for this fundraising period. And, each DJ's got to try to do their part to get us to that goal, and I'm up for the challenge tonight. Hope we're going to have some phone calls. Everyone's been really cool so far in the past couple weeks, but tonight's a new night, so it's non-commercial radio happening over here. That's where you find your bluegrass music. You're not going to find it out there on the commercial part of the dial, that's for sure. Especially some of the stuff you're going to hear tonight later on, some really fine things that I recorded off a friend of mine's 45 RPM records that we wanted to make sure we got archived onto the digital format and everything. So we're going to get into some of that, some Frank Wakefield and the Voices of Bluegrass and the Grass Ring and some Ward Verity singing stuff. And that's coming up later on, the second half of the show. And I'm going to play some more music from the Crooked Road, too, to get things going. But I want to tell you a little bit more about the Radiothon here, in case you're not familiar with what's going on. We're a non-commercial station, and we need you to give us a phone call. Let us know you're out there enjoying the non-commercial programming that you get here at WUSB. And you'd like to help us on our way towards our financial goal here. We've got all the usual WUSB items, stuff with the new logo. And honestly, I don't even know what the new logo is going to look like, but they always come up with something really cool looking, and it has all the WUSB radio information there on it. For a $25 pledge, you can get all kinds of things, really, a military-style cap or a ball cap, or a knit cap, really. So pretty much if you want any kind of hat or cap, $25 will get you something with WUSB logo on it. We'll also have a travel coffee mug or a ceramic coffee mug for a $25 pledge. Really not too much to ask for all the cool music that you hear here. Then for $50, you could get a messenger tote bag. You could get some sort of gift certificate of some kind. We'll get something for you. Or a T-shirt for $50. $75 gets you a WUSB sweatshirt. I think it's a hooded sweatshirt. I'm wearing one right now. It's really, really keeping me really nice and warm. Yesterday with all the rain, I just pulled that hood up over, and it was fine. So sometimes in the summertime, it gets a little chilly, and you just throw that sweatshirt on. So that's a $75 pledge. We got a 90.1 club where you can get a sweatshirt plus a T-shirt or a tote bag or something like that. So, that's a nice pledge. That's almost $100. That would be great. But whatever you can afford, we really do genuinely appreciate it. I'll appreciate it. And phones are open right now, so how about someone give a call? 632-6901. 1-888-484-WUSB. That's 1-888-484-9872 if you'd like a toll-free number. I know some folks listen from the south side of Connecticut over there. So you can call toll free. We'll send you an invoice. We'll take a credit card, all kinds of different credit ways to do it. So lots of ways to pay. You can also just go right to the website and pledge there if you'd like to do that. That's www.wusb.fm. And enter all your info right that way. But it's a lot more fun when you call us up, talk to someone. Chris Laporta's over there tonight. He's helping out. Angelo's over there, too, I'm pretty sure. I think he's the only gentleman on the staff that has a head of hair like that. Especially tonight. But so, you know, everyone's trying to do their part here, pitching away and answering phones. And we'll find get you some bluegrass CDs, a couple bluegrass CDs for $35 pledge. That's a great deal. But mainly the main thing is to support the station and support the fun drive. Everybody's hurting these days, but we are too, you know. And sometimes you listen to the shows and you hear one night I think there was only one CD player working and the phone was cutting in and out. And, you know, so we really have a need for your support. And we'd love to have some folks give us a call right now at 631-632-6901. It's the Spring Radio Thon, and got a big nut to crack here. So got about another week to go on it, and we'd really like you to join in with us and make a pledge. 632-6901. Sure would appreciate it. We got some music coming at you right now. There was a wonderful show at the Brookhaven Lab. Two really great shows, actually, but specifically, the Saturday night show was Frank Vignola, and he really put on a swinging show with Bucky Pizzarelli, and Frank had his hot club band with him. Everybody was really fine, really nice turnout, and boy, people were just hooting and hollering for the solos and everything. It was really wonderful, and it's that Bergner Hall is a great place to see a show. So I'll be playing there on actually October 16th, doing a 30th year celebration show there, and we'll tell you more about that when it gets closer, but you know, you can mark your calendars for that. It's just a wonderful place to see a show. And then Friday night, the music from the Crooked Road, all musicians from down in the Virginia area come on up here, and talking about people like Linda and David Lay, fine husband and wife team, did some great rhythm and fine singing. Jeremy Stevens played some all kinds of banjo, from old-time style to bluegrass-style banjo. And Danny Nicely playing everything, fiddle, great mandolin, and real fine rhythm guitar, lead guitar, too. And Nate Leith on the fiddle. So did a little bit of picking Thursday night before the show together, got to know the folks a little bit. Afterwards, Danny and Nate headed back to my place, and we passed mandolins around for a couple hours, and these guys just amazed me with their expertise on the instrument, and doing this augmented, like I was telling Chris Laporta earlier. Danny started playing it on one mandolin, and then it seemed like Nate was just almost like one step before Danny even thought of what he was going to do. Nate was right there, and they started playing faster, and then playing all of it chromatically, and then he was right there, and then harmonizing the chromatic, the augmented licks. It was really, and then they looked at each other, and boom, they did it twice as fast. It was pretty amazing. I was I was in another world, let me tell you. We had a great time. They're really wonderful folks, and I have to get them back up here before too long to do some more picking and singing for the folks. And we had a nice turnout there. Joe Vignola from WUSB and the Brookhaven Lab really works hard for those shows, and so he did a fine job too. And really great to see a whole bunch of old friends and listeners out there too. So it's good to know you're out there. But the way you can really show me you're out there tonight is giving us a phone call, because you know, the radiothon's been going on a bit, but we need to raise our part during the 6 to 8 o'clock p.m. slot. And I know you folks always come through in the past. sure need you to come through tonight. 632-6901 is the number. I'm going to start playing some bluegrass, and hopefully you'll start going to the phones and give us a call and support the Radiothon and WUSB, the station that you love. I know you love it. And this is the best way to show it right now is with your hard-earned money. And a nice big fat pledge would be really wonderful. I'm being serious here now, too, because, you know, some folks, boy, you know, to scrape up a $25, $35 pledge, it's really a lot. And you know, there's some of you out there that, you know, a $500 pledge really wouldn't affect the lifestyle all that much, and it really would go a long way towards helping us out here. So, you know, any amount, big, small, we'd appreciate it, and we can use it. So let's, if you couldn't be there at the Brookhaven Lab at Berkner Hall this weekend for some of the great music, we'll play you maybe a set or two of some of the great performers there. And the first one's up is Linda Lay, and let's see who else is actually playing on this. Sammy Sheeler's playing banjo, and it was produced by Dave McLaughlin, whom most of us bluegrass folks know from the Johnson Mountain Boys. So let's see. I think it was basically the, Linda Lay on bass and lead vocal, Sammy Sheeler playing the banjo and singing, David Lay on a great rhythm guitar and vocals, Ron Stewart playing fiddle, and Jeff Parker playing a mandolin and the vocals. And this is the title track. I know I played it a couple weeks ago, too. It's a tune called Taking the Crooked Road Home, and it's music from the Crooked Road, folks.
Feels great. Heading deep into the hills on Highway 58, where the North Fork of the Holston and the Old Peace River flow. Oh, I'm taking the crooked road home. Taking the crooked road home. Out of the fast lane and back where I belong. Sunshine and blue skies ahead from now on. Oh, I'm taking the crooked road home. I'll mend a lot of fences and I'll hoe a lot of corn. It's all a part of living in these hills where I was born. Tobacco and the coal mines and the one I left alone. Oh, I'm taking the crooked road home. Taking the crooked road home. Out of the fast lane and back where I belong. I'm half afraid to look and see how much the place has grown. But I'm taking the crooked road home. I think I'll just hang out the line. I can't say there's a lot of moss on this old rolling stone. So I'm taking the crooked road home. Taking the crooked road home. Out of the fast lane and back where I belong. Sunshine and blue skies ahead from now on. I'm taking the crooked road home. Oh, I'm taking the crooked road home.
My money won't spin, and my marbles won't go, and my my chalk won't write anymore.
Alrighty, how's that for some bluegrass friends? Let's pot our guest here, Chris LaPorta. How you doing there, Chris?
I'm doing fine, buddy. How you doing there?
You're coming through good now.
Okay, we're doing that radiothon thing again.
We are. Let me run down quickly who we listen to, and then we'll talk up the thon a little bit here. That was Jeremy Stevens, fine young banjo picker, just relocated to Nashville, I guess, recently, but made the trip up with the Crooked Road, and we heard his tune. He called it Signal of the Banjo. And most people think of Banjo Signal as a Don Reno tune, but he said Snuffy Jenkins actually used to play
And
called it Signal of the Banjo. So it was actually Don Reno who changed the title. And, you know,
a little known fact.
You learn something every day. I questioned him last Thursday because I was curious. And see that? That's the explanation for the title of that. And Jeremy's banjo record's called Scarlet Banjo out on Rebel. Before that, we heard Linda Lay and Jack Clayman, and actually Linda Lay Clayman, and that was Clayman being Linda's maiden name, and that was with her dad, Jack, a record she recorded before he passed on called My Dad and Me, and we heard Money, Marbles, and Chalk. We heard one of my favorite Hazel Dickens tune done by Linda and David Lay. And David McLaughlin used to play with the Johnson Mountain Boys and produced the Springfield Exit record. We heard that Hills of Home. Started out with Taking the Crooked Road Home from the Linda Lay and Sammy Sheeler record by the same title. That's what we've been listening to, Chris.
Some great bluegrass, buddy, as per usual on Wednesday nights here on WUSB, something we can look forward to. And it's always a pleasure because we know we know we're in Buddy Merriam territory.
Oh, man, come
That's
on.
That's right. Look out, man.
I shouldn't have told you that.
90.1 FM, WUSB, Stony Brook, 631-632-6901 is the number. We'll pay the quarter, 1-888-484-9872. Or you always have the option of going online at WUSB.FM.
That's right, yep. Lots of ways to get in touch with us, and lots of ways to contribute. Buy a credit card. We'll send you an invoice.
Send us a check if you want.
You can send us a check.
You know, yeah, at the nice. $25 level and above, we have some thank you gifts, which we will forward to you if you do so desire, or some people choose not to, and that's fine also, especially
sure.
With this tax time coming up. I know it's coming up real quick. I guess we only have a couple of weeks or so left, but some people do. If you donate and you do not receive a thank you gift for that, you can write it off to the full extent of the law. And
that's nice.
That's a nice thing, yeah.
Everyone can use a write-off.
Oh, yeah.
We can use a few phone calls, though, is what we really could use here tonight.
Phone's been quiet. Yeah, that's right.
We need to have a good one tonight, Chris. We really want the folks to take this serious. And, you know, sometimes we try to joke around a little bit about it and be a little lighthearted about it all. But the fact is that it's a considerable amount of money that we've got to raise here to keep things rolling. And every show has got to do their part by getting some phone calls and bringing some dinero in, if I can be a little
that's right,
toss a little of
get
that.
Get that cabbage coming. That's what it's all about, indeed. And we do have special programming coming up, which is really good. We've got some specials. A week from tomorrow night, we're going to have a live broadcast of the Antlers with Aeroplane Pageant and our very own DJ Kenyon. It's a free show. It's going to take place April 8th at the University Cafe. And doors are at 8:30, so it should be a lot of fun. And then we have an 80s special coming up. We also have, Felipito is going to have the Onda Nueva All-Stars up on Saturday.
You don't want to miss that.
No, that's always a gas. I mean, so much great, tasteful salsa. You got to love it. Yeah, a lot of energy, a lot of fine grooves. And then
tomorrow night, you've got a couple of my pals coming on your show, don't you?
That's right. The very beloved Kerry Carney and Jack LaCitra will be coming up to sit in on the Global Rhythms program tonight. Tomorrow night, because they have a show coming up at the Bolton Center, mm-hmm. and both of them have a new release out. So we're going to have some kind of fun. We are. That's between 8 and 10 tomorrow night.
All right. Right here on 90.1 in Stony Brook.
We can't forget that we're going to finish off with another Zapathon, so that ought to be pretty zapped out. And actually, there was a Tom Waits special, which is something fairly obscure, but that's what WUSB is about, kids. That's really where it's at.
Have you say that happened already? Or?
Yes, that was on. It took place. DJ Ev and Mrs. Chester were two major proponents of that, and that took place this past Saturday. It was Sunday morning from midnight to 9 a.m., I believe it was. So 9 solid hours of Tom Waits in celebration of, I guess, I can't remember what anniversary it was of his first release. But you want to talk about someone who's off the beaten path. That's Mr. Waits in his entirety. And where else are you going to hear shows like that? You know, that's what WUSB is about.
Yeah, he's put out a lot of music, huh?
Oh, he has. And some very, very diverse, exciting, some that folks could care less for, and some songs that will be absolutely timeless.
Yeah.
Absolutely timeless.
Yeah.
So we need for you to pick up that phone, folks, and call us and show your pledge of support to WUSB, that you enjoy what it is that's being done, and that you want to hear more of this on the airwaves, on the FM airwaves of the dial. 631-632-6901. We have a volunteer phone picker-uppers are standing by.
Man.
That's right.
Well, not all of us are that lucky, so I hope the listeners will take advantage of that. And
we can only hope.
Someone will, you can call us anytime. You don't have to wait for the music to start for me to be able to pick up the phone. There'll be someone here, and really would really love to see a few phone calls here. We've been kind of chatting on about this a little bit here, and as the radiothon goes on, obviously it gets harder and harder to get folks to pledge, because the regular listeners are bombarded you know, how many hours a day with this. So folks that listen to other shows also, which I hope you do, maybe you've pledged to their show. And that's great. I don't really care what show you pledge for as long as you do it. But I'm sure there's some of you out there listening right now that haven't pledged. And, I mean, come on, a $25, $35 pledge is not really going to break the bank for you. A nice $100 pledge would be really special. That would really make me feel really good, actually, to be honest with you, Chris.
Absolutely. Make the station feel good, too. If you really want to break it down into tangible, I guess, comparisons, you know, think about whatever it is that you enjoy during the day, whatever it might be, whether it's a cup of coffee or a cup of tea or if it's a Danish or whatever it might be. Think about the nourishment that you get from WUSB, from listening to the airwaves here, listening to the programming, and think of what it is that you also get to put in your body, whatever it might be, and kind of do the equation. Because if you think about it, 52 weeks a year we're on, right? So if you took a dollar a week away from what you spend, that's $50 right there. And isn't it worth ponying that up for a year's worth of good radio, of free speech radio, to coin a phrase? The opinions that you hear on this station are those of the DJs within FCC guidelines and not necessarily that of the station and or licensee, but it's still a free country, and you're going to get both sides, and that's really where it's at.
And I was just going to start bragging on how much I love your program and everything, but you just went ahead and qualified it all right there. So
I thank you, sir.
I won't do that. Wow. I'm just kidding around. I love your show. So many others on the station, too. I tell you, sometimes I just have stumbled on some shows, and now I'm a big fan.
There's some gems, absolutely. You may not like all the programming you hear on WUSB, but guaranteed there's something on this station for every person that's out there. So we need for you to give a call or go online, 1-888-484-WUSB, 631-632-9872. Go on the web, whatever it might take, but please do make that pledge. If you have pledged already, thank you so much. And don't feel that you can't pledge again. We have folks that will sometimes pledge
allowed.
Multiple times.
Sure. They'll pledge for several different shows.
Exactly. Yeah. You may decide, well, hey, listen, that's a CD that's over there that I'd like to add to my collection, or I really want to get one of those ball caps or a new sweatshirt with the new design or whatever it might be, something, the messenger bag, whatever it might be. But the important thing is those are all just thank you gifts. The important thing is that you do give us a call and pledge your support. And we really shouldn't ramble on too much because I know folks are tuning in for the music, buddy, so we should probably get back to some great bluegrass.
All right, let's do that. But make sure you know the phone number in case you decide to be one of the ones to call. It's 632-6901. Here's a great picker, Danny Nicely, and a record he did with a gentleman named Will Lee. And we'll listen to one track off that and then one off Nate Leith's fine old-time fiddle record, Rockville Pike. Get another one in from Danny Nicely in here in this next segment. So sit back, enjoy a little music from North Carolina, Virginia, and think about giving us a phone call here, would you please, friends? 632-6901, help support us. Non-commercial radio here at WUSB. Love to hear from you. Here's Danny Nicely.
Together, on one night, on one stage, Jack's Waterfall and the Kerry Carney Band. If you've been looking for music that will set you on fire, then come out to the Bolton Center in Bayshore on Friday, April 16th. Jack's Waterfall is a musical adventure of singer, songwriter, and musician.
Talked about when we were younger, and what I meant to her.
The Kerry Carney Band delivers a fresh, innovative sound which is uniquely their own. For more information, call the Bolton Center at 631-969-1101. Once again, that's 631-969-1101. April 16th, Jack's Waterfall and Kerry Carney Band at the Bolton Center. We'll be seeing you there.
Yeah, man, that sounds like a good show. That's a fine little theater to see a show in, too, the Bolton Center. Saw the Grascals there last year, and they put on a great show. We're going to play them next, but run backwards and tell you who we who we've been listening to.
Who do we listen to there, buddy?
The board is just falling apart here. There we go.
No, it's not. You got it under control.
We'll put that back on there. We heard Danny Nicely and Will Lee doing East Virginia Blues. They also started things out with Midnight on the Stormy Deep. And Nate Leith was sandwiched in the middle there with that cool old-time sound of his, Ride Old Buck to Water.
Mm-hmm.
That one.
Oh, wow.
Good old-time music. And those guys are really tearing it up over there at the Berkner Hall over at the Brookhaven Lab this weekend. Part of the Crooked Road Show, and appreciate everybody who worked so hard on that show. And thanks to everybody who's been supporting WUSB throughout the Radiothon so far. That's our fundraising period of the year. And but there's actually nobody on the phone right now, so now would be a good time to give us a call and how about a nice pledge from you. 632-6901 is the phone number. What do you say there, Chris?
I say phone volunteers are standing by. That's
standing
what I'm saying.
By.
We've got plenty of great bluegrass to go here, but we do need for folks to make that call. Also, show your pledge of support. If you were more comfortable with doing it online, wusb.fm will get you to our website, and from that you can use your dial and fingers and get yourself to the pledge form and just take care of it all there. But we'll leave it up to you. We'll leave you on your honor. You can either give us a call. It's always a pleasure to speak to you and to give you information like we usually do. Some folks, you're calling up, calling for tickets, calling for CDs, calling for information about the music. We're here for you, and now we need for you to be here for us.
Now, we're going to give away a couple pairs of tickets to a John Cowan concert at B.B. King's
nice.
Next round. So, you know, it's not like we just have our hands out to you folks. I mean, I know, you know, that I put a lot of time into the show. Sometimes the technology lets me down a little bit, but I really do try to put a good mix in there and, you know, if we get too progressive, then to get it back to some good hardcore stuff and everything. And so a lot more time goes into it, I guess, is all I'm saying, than just the couple hours that we're on the air here. And
oh, yeah, a lot behind the scenes, that's for sure.
So, you know, none of us get paid. It's we're all volunteers here at WUSB.
Oh, you mean you didn't get your check this week?
No, sir.
That's too bad. They must have cut your pay again.
Well, you know, just don't want people to think that we're here. We are pledging for more money, so we'll take more money home with us or something.
Because that's not happening. Was there one paid staffer out of over 100 people here at WUSB? So,
and it's not either one of us.
That's true. It's not. It's our engineer, our chief engineer.
Yeah.
And that's just more of like a stipend. It's not a full-time
right.
You know, pay shot there. But it's important that you understand that this is all volunteer. This is the true labor of love. We're not only doing the programming end of it, which is more the fun part, but there's a lot that goes behind the scenes, that being prepping all the Radiothon materials up, checking in the premiums, categorizing them, processing all the paperwork that comes through. And we do apologize to anybody out there who has not received their premium. Sometimes it takes a while to get them out to you, but you know, we're trying. And if we had paid staff like some other stations that come in and collect a paycheck, and that's their full-time job. Well, that's fine for them, but you're talking to folks here that have a full-time job besides what they're doing here. Believe me, it's not something we relish coming up here. You know, it'd be nice to kind of sit in our own living rooms and kind of relax a little bit after a long day's work, but you know, this is something that we need to do. We have to do this in order to keep this station on the air, and this station is a very unique entity. If you don't believe that, tune around the dial for like an hour or so and see what you come up with. There's quite the desert out there. This is more of the oasis in that giant desert. And I'm reinforcing that idea or thought every time that I travel. It's amazing how much is not out there. It's incredible. 631-632-6901, 1-888-484-9872. Give us a call, pledge your support, and we'd let the music roll for you.
Yeah, we'll get a couple more tunes in before we finish up our first hour. And it's always cool when we get that one last one or two calls in. So how about that? Make that you this time. Give us a call at 632-6901. Pledge your support. Here's the Grascals. As I said, they put on a great show at the Bolton Center last year. And they got a new CD out called The Fabulous Lefty Flynns. We're going to hear their take on a really good hardcore Pete Goble tune called Son of a Sawmill Man. And it's Bluegrass time, folks. It's Radiothon. Give us a call. Support the station. 632-6901.
I'm the son of a sawmill man. Son of a sawmill man. I've cut big timber all over this land. I'm the son of a sawmill man. My papa was a sawmill man. I've heard some people say he was just as tall as the timber he worked until his dying day. He was hard as the oak, but his heart was as soft as the pines in the Georgia land. And I'm just a chip from the same old block. I'm the son of a sawmill man. I'm the son of a sawmill man. Son of a sawmill man. Cut big timber all over this land. I'm the son of a sawmill man. Timber all over this land. I'm the son of a sawmill man.
I was born among the mighty redwood trees where you'd think they'd reach the sky. Papa worked hard and his pay was small, but we always did get by. The first thing I remember, I had a saw in my right hand. So I'm just a chip from the same old block. I'm the son of a sawmill man. I'm the son of a sawmill man. Son of a sawmill man. I've cut big timber all over this land. I'm the son of a sawmill man. Side of Rosalie.
she told him no. Please, please, he would beg her, but for who he was, she made him go. To end his life seemed like the answer, spare the pain of what's to be. On the ground, love and pride, they had led her to the plains where he was found.
All right, there's a new group called Summertime Road, and a tune called Rosalie off their self-titled record, on Rounder Records, actually. And before that, the Grascals off their the famous Lefty Flynn's. And we heard Son of a Sawmill Man. Pete Goble could sure write a number, I'll tell you. It's Bluegrass Time. You're listening to it right here at WUSB, Stony Brook. And that concludes the first hour of the program. We're back to 2 hours, friends. You know, so I know a lot of you folks are glad to get the 2 hours back on. More bluegrass, but need your support. You know, I always like to say, like, we don't air McDonald's commercials or Pepsi commercials or any of those big corporations and the influence that they might have on us. You know, we're free to really to play whatever we want to play. And nobody's breathing down my neck saying, oh, no, you can't play that. You've got to toe the line because our advertisers want a certain kind of product put out there for you. So, anyway, I'm going to tell you about some upcoming music, and we're going to do a ticket giveaway and some good stuff like that. But, you know, in this next hour, I hope we'll get a few more calls. We did get a couple calls that first hour, but times are tough out there, friends. Believe me, I know. Sharing your pain, it's not easy, and it's not inexpensive to live here on Long Island. The cost of living is way up there, and but still, you know, we only come at you a couple times a year, and we really need you to come through for us now. You always have in the past, and we're counting on it, because we still have another week and a half or so to go with the Radiothon. But you know, specifically, it's bluegrass time right now, and we've always kind of counted on a lot of support from the bluegrass. The bluegrass crowd out there.
The bluegrass crowd is out there. I want to thank Kathy from Sound Beach for calling in her pledge of support. And she is basically saying to all the other bluegrass listeners out there and everyone listening to match her pledge to keep this thing rolling and to keep bluegrass alive on WUSB's airwaves.
Right. Indeed. Thank you, Kathy.
Yes, absolutely indeed. And we need more folks to give us that call and to pledge their support, and in particular for bluegrass, because there are not many stations that have a solid bluegrass program on it.
No, you're right. You're right, Chris. There really isn't. And just like, you know, and usually right around 7 o'clock is when I usually say who's playing around the area in New York City or maybe across into Connecticut. And, you know, bluegrass, it's like a big family, you know. And we're pulling for each other, and the folks that came up, give you just an example, and I was really glad to do this, but I got a call last Wednesday from John Lohman, who was heading on up with the Crooked Road Show, and turned out, you know, really looking to save a few bucks. They crammed into a smaller vehicle and couldn't fit the bass fiddle in the vehicle, and brought an electric bass along, and, you know, Linda plays electric bass fine, and it would have sounded fine, but wondered if maybe I could kind of find a bass fiddle for them to use. Well, of course I was going to find a bass fiddle for them to use, and thanks to Jeff Schmick, who loaned his nice old K bass for her. And, you know, I saw her kind of opening up the bag and kind of saying to herself, I wonder what's going to be lurking inside here. And it was a pleasant surprise, and it sounded great. And so thanks to Jeff for loaning that. I still have that. Got to get it back to you. But, you know, and, you know, he was just really thanking me and thanking me. And I said, John, you know, it's like we're all family, man. We got to stick together. And you know, people put him up and fed him. And I was trying to explain to some people. I just said, look, I just met these people. But if I was in their neck of the woods, they would take care of me. They would put me up. They would feed me. They'd try to come up with another show for me or something. And that's how it works. That's one of the greatest things about bluegrass music and bluegrass people. They do just about anything for you.
That's a real nice sense of family, and that's what we hope we have here at USB, because it really is a very unique entity, to say the least, and the diversity that you'll find on this station is amazing. The absolute widespread diversity of music, of talk, of information that's being shared, including the, say, Democracy Now!, among many other programs that you'll catch on WUSB. So keep us around for a while longer and make your pledge of support by making that call.
Please. Yeah, trying to keep as much music as we can coming at you here during these radiothons, you know. And, when we see the phones lighting up like they are now, it makes it a little easier to kind of get back to the music. And I don't like to take the hostage approach. I have done it in the past, but I really don't like to do that. There's some really great music coming up in the next set, I think. And, you know, so we're going to try to get to that as quickly as we can. But we want you to know it's... This is serious. We're coming down to the end of the radiothon, and we still have a quite a bit of thousands of dollars yet to make up. And so each show has to do their part with their listeners, that they're good, solid, regular listeners that appreciate these shows. This is a time to show that you appreciate it by calling and backing it up with just something, you know. Let's face it, you know, everyone can't afford $100 or $200 pledge, but any amount we really, truly appreciate. So
no pledge too small, no pledge too large. That's what it comes down to.
The number 632-6901 right here, 631 area code. And coming up next Tuesday is two bluegrass shows, a bluegrass show and a newgrass show. The bluegrass show is the Checkmate show that I do regularly the first Tuesday of every month. We're back at it at the Checkmate. It's North Country Road in Setauket. Start around 9:30. Really get a real nice group of folks coming down to the show. Just about every month, there's a couple few of our WUSB staffers that stop in, and it's always great to see them. We always have some laughs and a good time. And come on down, see what the bluegrass time is all about. It's Tuesday night at the Checkmate. It's always the first Tuesday. And, you know, I'd been planning to go to this next show I'm going to tell you about at B.B. King's. It's John Cowan is coming to town with his band, and he burst into the scene with the Newgrass Revival back in the 1970s, and they did that together with Sam Bush and Bela Fleck and Pat Flynn for many, many years. Finally disbanded in 1990. And since then, John Cowan, in his really distinctive voice, has been fronting his own band, made a whole bunch of great CDs. And we're going to listen to some John Cowan music right now. And listen, friends, if you close your eyes, you're not going to think you're listening to Carter Stanley or Bill Monroe, I'll tell you that. It's on the very, very, very progressive end of things. But a man has just been blessed with a voice that you won't forget, writes some real good tunes, and always has a wonderful band with him. So we're going to play some John Cowan music, maybe a track from the Moody Bluegrass CD, and maybe one from the Newgrass Revival, too. And just give us a call at 631-632-6901. If you'd like to go to the show, it's at B.B. King's. That's right in Times Square at 237 West 72nd Street at 7th Avenue, I think. And the phone number for tickets and information is 212-997-4144. But I've got two pairs of tickets to give away to this great show. Let's see now. There is some information. If you'd like to be seated, I guess they do have a minimum for seating. I think it's a $10 food and drink minimum. Or you can just kind of hang at the bar, I think, without paying that minimum. But these are free tickets to get you in there anyway. It's a nice big club in there. They serve food, plenty of adult beverages, lots of good seats and everything. And you don't get to hear a bass man and singer like John Cowan very often. So the show is next Tuesday. It's the 6th of April, 8 o'clock start at B.B. King's in Times Square. So want to win those tickets and you're going to go to the show, give us a call. And give us a call and pledge some support to our Radiothon, too, because we're going to just give you out these tickets. But we need that phone to ring a little bit more regularly in this next hour. What do you think, Chris? You think we can get them doing that?
I can only hope so. Do your stuff, folks. Get those dialing fingers going.
All right. Here's the title track to a CD that John Cowan had out in 2006. It's called The New Tattoo, and it's John Cowan on Bluegrass Time on WUSB, folks.